Hi guys, my name is Nigel with TechSpace Africa.
And I'm Anthony Moshiri from Tech with Moshiri.
And on this podcast, we're going to be discussing the latest in the tech world, just casual, you know, two people talking about what is happening in the tech world. And today I wanted us to start with AI, because it is what is taking over the world right now, with Google just yesternight announcing Google Bard that will take on ChatGPT. Sijui, Anthony, what you have to say about the new ChatGPT competitor?
I think this was bound to happen. I think a couple of weeks ago, I did a blog on, there was a conversational leak where ilikuwa inaonekana Google walikuwa wameanza kupanic. Because now chat, imagine, I was even surprised. ChatGPT was launched barely 2 months ago. And there was a report juicy that over 100 million.
The fastest ever.
Yeah, 100 million search requests have already.
Took a few months.
It took less than two,
actually, for TikTok.
Yeah. So imagine
a lot of those millions of people using the app.
Yeah, so imagine in less than two months, Chat GPT imekuwa na over 100 million search requests. So I think it was about to happen. But there is one thing I need to ask between Google's Bard AI and Chat GPT. Ni gani unaona ikiwa ita emerge kuwa the better option? Because now, if you have a look, you know, AI tools are developed, they get to use a large data set to train the AI models, you know? And out of Microsoft, Google, I think Google has the largest data set of any other major company, tech company. So it's going to be interesting to wonder how Bard will perform. Because I honestly think that Bard has a way larger data set to be trained on.
You know, Google was working on this apprentice AI. You remember that video that had leaked of an employee saying, oh, Google's AI will be sentient?
Yeah, it had developed and then, feelings.
And then they, I don't know why they ditched it, but Microsoft wakasema ni kuenda kuenda. Now, the only thing now is because Microsoft is using ChatGPT on Bing.
Yeah.
This is what is making Google, you know, go with that code red and release theirs. They don't care. And plus, now they have the data set, they have the money, they have a lot of money. You know, wengine, they are relying on their money and then they are paying OpenAI. This one will be developed in-house.
In-house, yeah, true.
And it will have like data, like recent data. And you know, it's Google. And if they think Bing is going to threaten their monopoly in the search industry, they are going to put a lot of money in that, because it is where they make all the money, yeah?
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting. By around say April, I think we'll have had a clear picture of which tool is going to emerge. But I think a few hours ago, sijui kama umeona Microsoft wame announce the new Bing search engine and Edge browser wakiwa wame incorporate now Chat GPT. That was fast.
Nobody wants to be left behind.
Yeah, but that was barely a month ago.
Released it immediately.
This one is going to be
very competition.
But
I'm very interested with the language models on Google. Those Lambda and whatnot.
Lambda.
Google Assistant is very superior. compared to everything else. I think
Exactly.
Bard can be very, very interesting.
It's going to be very interesting. I think I saw a tweet
in terms of responses and whatnot. Yeah. I think Bard might come up and it was too if ChatGPT might was too evil.
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine now what Bard can do. Because Niliona Bard also is going to be relying on, I think it does have the ability to crawl the web, the internet.
Yeah, it will have recent recent. That would be interesting.
So that's an upper hand when it comes to comparing the two.
GPT killer. Speaking of AI, do you think, in my other podcast that I do alone, in Yasijaku involved,
I'm up to date.
I said AI is taking our jobs. Do you think this is true because of all the layoffs that are happening? And then you see the companies that are, you know, laying, like Google has laid over 10,000 people, Microsoft 12,000. But then they are spending a lot of money on AI. Would you say AI is actually replacing our jobs?
Now this is a tricky one, because at first I thought these companies were scaling down because of, you know, financial reasons, the recess. But now, having a look at the amount of money they are spending on these AI tools,
they have money.
They do have money. I don't think it's a money issue. So probably them investing in AI, probably in the long run, it and them now having to scale down, probably hapo ndo itakuwa watakuwa na some profits, tuseme, in the long run. But having a tukiona venye ChatGPT imekuwa ikinini, I think there are a couple of jobs that are going to be faced off
because of the AI.
Especially if you come a customer service, and because honestly, I've been using ChatGPT for a couple of things. I could draft an email, a quick email, and just having a look at how accurate some of the responses are.
So you
want
to say the robots are taking off?
Probably you started seeing the start of this. But also I do believe that the tech layoffs are sort of, yes, it's a bad thing, but I think for other sectors too it's an advantage. I mean, if you're getting sectors like the government ama other, say, health sectors, one has absorbed these guys who've been working in such huge corporates, and, you know, so I think it's also an added advantage for or these other
I'm very interested to know how Google will one up ChatGPT. I'm thinking the use of DALL-E 2 with Microsoft, the images thing, because it's the only thing that is lacking. Like, you cannot ask ChatGPT for images. I think that one will come in. I don't know how Google will adapt that, but I think that will give them an edge, because GPT is pretty good in, you know, chatting. Although they have programmed it to be woke and biased. So I don't know what is happening. Ikianza, it was very perfect. Now it is
I think
woke.
Was it last week, guys? There was someone who found what were they calling it?
What?
Trying to remember what.
In terms of
you see how you cannot chat GPT is it cannot produce words that are not ethical, for lack of a better word. But last week there was a guy who was able to find a backdoor and was able to, based on the prompts that he was inputting.
Oh, yeah. in a output, like, curse words and stuff.
Now I'm trying to imagine. Now we are also bad having access to the internet, because I think ChatGPT is somewhat being able to access the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was somehow limited to what it can do. True. So it acquire interesting to see how bad. But sasa pia nilikuwa nataka kule kusai ChatGPT sijui sidhani kuna watu wajui. In fact, nimeanza hata pale Udemy nimeona hadi kuna an entire course.
Yeah, I'm actually using a lot of I have an extension on Google that is already utilizing ChatGPT inanifanyia everything, like prompts. Like,
yeah.
They are creating prompts for me and then I'm like using them. And you can see the usages, like the first one here,
yeah,
is called because I write blogs, it's called fully SEO optimized article including meta descriptions and FAQs.
Yeah.
100% unique, plagiarism free and fully SEO optimized articles.
Yeah.
And then when you press it,
yeah,
all you have to do is enter a keyword or a title like bird, and then it's going to prompt the AI for you. Like, you don't have to do anything.
Nice.
So because it's so widely out there, many people
it's so popular.
Yeah, it's so popular. Many people can use other people's prompts, nini mnasaidiana. Because I think if this tool is used to be like a everyday assistant, not like a replacement or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it can help you, like if you are doing scripting and whatnot. Of course, you need that human touch. But then,
yeah,
with that help, unajua kuna watu, they need that little push, that help.
Especially if now, for instance, for us who sort of write blogs, jo kuna ile point unashindanga unaanzaje, ukishaanza ni hivyo. Yeah, so as an assistant it does save you a lot of time. And do you think, okay, how do you, the fact that ChatGPT is widely known for, sidhani kuna mtu haijui, do you feel like Bard will have a harder time trying to
not be like on a website or anything? It will just be on Google. Now you'll be googling like how to do something.
Yeah.
And it will not bring up websites, it will bring the information right there, so you don't have to go to another website for Bard. It's just Google. There's no way people don't get accustomed to Google, because they already use Google all the time. So
Well, let's see how this will pan out.
Wakiharakisha, I know it will have some malfeasances. They're going to have a shida kidogo at launch, but you know.
But niliona wanasema the model its Bard is running on is a scaled down version of CNA walikuwa natumia last year. I think they had to scale it down kidogo. And my thoughts are, I think Google has been testing out this thing for, even though it was not out for the public. Probably, in as much as tunasema wanaweza kuwa meirash, labda ni kitu wamekuwa kifanya, but it was not.
They didn't want to release it.
Yeah, they didn't want to release it.
It's just too hectic. For them, you know, they don't want anything that will cause problems. Venye nasema, lazima itakuwa na problems. If kama walikuwa wameiweka huko, hawataki kuitoa. Now they are releasing it, not because they are ready, but because, you know, wanapigwa push huko na Microsoft. But who thought in 2023, Bing would be a threat to Google?
Hey, this tech space is moving mad and fast.
Microsoft, Apple, they did a very good job. But you know me, I'm team Microsoft.
But honestly, I think that's, you called you on a tweet yangu juzi. Mm-hmm. I like how I'm able to split, like I can have two tabs kwa browser yenye. You see how you can split your screen kwa laptop? Eh, kwa Edge. Like now I'm able to, it's a very good productivity browser. So let's because niko sure it won't take long. Ata probably by the end of this month, I'm at the beginning of next month.
Yeah. Speaking of the tech layoffs, why do you think people are getting laid off apart from the AI thing? Do you think the COVID-19 made companies uptake too fast, too quick?
Yeah, they did.
Shedding armor.
For most tech companies, they did.
More
there was
than
that. Yeah. Because again, if you were to have a look at, say, locally, yakina nani?
Microsoft was very active locally.
Locally, okay. Let's say line my akina Microsoft and Google. Because theirs is sort of a special case, especially for Microsoft. I'm betting Microsoft did those layoffs due to the chat GPT thing, AI thing. But now, tukikuja locally, because again, locally we've also seen...
I'm on a lot of Twitter.
Twitter yake.
Facebook. In Kenya, sikuna mingi.
Kenya, we did see a lot of layoffs. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think during the COVID time, kulikuwa na hii, ni kama gold rush, yeah, the tech space,
mm-hmm.
where they got to hire so many guys,
mm-hmm.
then COVID ndo hii, ni kama imeisha. And I think sana our reality ndo imeanza kuhit, like sustaining such a massive workforce, tech workforce kidogo, because you know these guys are not paid that pesa kidogo.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, yeah, majorly around your COVID time, a lot of guys were hired in the tech industry, but juu ya vitu kama, because recess bado iko, recess iko. So I think
kina kuna food closed au watu wote wakakoa send pia piga food,
but
notify logistics.
The Kenyan industry is kinda, I don't know, the Kenyan startup space.
is a podcast on its own. For now,
it's a podcast. Yeah.
The S23. What do you think about the S23? Samsung on, I think it was last week.
Yeah, last week. Yes?
Last week they released their new flagships. The Samsung S23, the S23 Plus, and the S23 Ultra.
Yeah.
And the pricing in the Kenyan market is bringing a lot of controversial statements from the peoples. They don't understand the pricing on the base S23. So
136.
The base goes for 136,000. This is just the base. What do you think about it? What do you think about the pricing? Personally,
yeah.
Work on mchezo. So, what do you think about it?
Okay. Having a look at the, tuseme, the US market,
mm-hmm.
nilikuwa naangalia, prices didn't change from what the S22 series was going for last year.
Mm-hmm.
But hapa sijui kama ni I was having a listen at ilikuwa sijui ni podcast ya kina Nick 24-bit, and they had one of the 24-bit, and they had one of the Samsung representatives. Alisema ni juu ya, unaona saa our Kenyan shilling kidogo tricky.
Ime depreciate
sana. So if you were to convert that amount, hapo ndo sasa tunaona that price difference. But again, 136 for the base model.
I number na batu waki convert into pounds, they don't do that. But Kenya wanafanya hivyo.
It's sort of unfair. Because 136 is a lot of money for the base.
For the base, like I usually, I'm the person who always recommends the smaller device. But now, I actually cannot tell anyone to go out and buy the base.
Now, okay, I think you had hands-on experience with the phones. How was it? How did they feel?
Again, the base one was disappointing. It was small, then you do I like it, but it was boxy, like a lot of boxy. Not even iPhone boxy, like just boxy. And unashanga, what is happening? They don't want to look by like iPhone. It's a box, but then it's like they want it to be carved, so you don't understand. It's not comfortable in the hand. Nani kadogo, so I don't know why. The larger one.
Yeah.
Even though it's the same form factor, it's bigger. It's a nicer rectangle. And then you have the S23 Ultra, which is, I think, the best. I used to hate that design, but right now, compared to the other two, it's actually pretty nice. Kwanza, with the new design, ukuwa edges, it looks pretty decent. And then you come to, in terms of specs, I don't know, people do not understand why I keep going on and on about designs on devices.
Yeah.
But I think that's the first thing I look at when I want to buy a phone. I ask, "Hiyo ni gani inakaa poa?"
In fact, most guys, I think I tell
the design. People like, "Oh, it has nice nini." Look at usiongele camera. Why would you? I'm going to talk about it, but you watch. First of all, I want to talk about the design first. It's the first. It's the first thing people see. The first thing I see personally. Nigito akomfuko. When I go on about displays, it's because it's the first thing I look at. It's the thing I'm going to be looking at for a long, long time. So that is why I talk about displays. So about the price, I thought they were going to say, "Oh, niju to me drop the Exynos version." Kumbe wanasema it's because of the nini.
It's need to ya even ya shilingi yetu imeanguka. But I was having a look at them. Sija kuwa na the opportunity to have a hands on with them. But I feel like the S23 Plus currently is a sweet spot.
Same. I don't know. It's still big. It's still too big for my hands, but it's actually the sweet spot. Because it's the same device with the smaller one.
Yeah.
It's just better.
Because I've been using the I use the S20. And I find it okay. I have large hands, lakini saa shida inakujanga, especially when I'm typing. The Samsung's keyboard isn't the perfect keyboard for the smaller S20. Kitu kama the what do you call it? The full stop and the space bar. I find myself often hitting the full stop instead. Nikitaka kuweka space bar. So I feel like the S23, the because they are all the same. Kutoka the S20, zote si ni 6.1 inches across the board. Has it changed? So I feel as if it's a little bit small. It's on the smaller side of things, and it's surprising because it's a 6.1 inch smartphone. But
I think 6.1 is the for me with my small hands. So you can talk to the other people, but me, I think it's the 6.1. I like it. Like I struggled to reach with the others. To reach
The edge, part of the what of did you get to play around with the cameras? Because now
the 200 megapixel camera is nice. I personally could not, you know, the small time I had like 5-15 minutes with it, I couldn't get to see the difference mostly. I just think those are very small increments on any. Because the
changes,
and this is in terms of being good, like the S22 Ultra is good.
So yeah,
it is one of the best cameras. I think we can now say before the iPhone 15.
Yeah. I think
we can say the S23 Ultra is the best camera out there right now. Because there is one thing I tested and I liked was the, what is it called on video? This one,
stabilization.
The stabilization.
I've seen a couple of videos and nikama the image is still, the video is still.
It's so amazing, and you're not losing any quality. It's not even cropping in. Like, I'm thinking for like a camera, like the one I'm considering, in order to have stability, you have to crop in this device.
Yeah, you have to crop in.
It does not have a lens. It got too sour. I did not understand. It's one of the best. So, Apple, now you have to do something with your cinematic.
But I feel kama ni kama Apple wanakuanga na some sort of leeway. Like, they get to see what their competitors have done way in the beginning of the year, and they have, say, around 6-7 months to sort of match whatever their competitors are doing.
And then Samsung don't have that time.
They don't. Because, sir, Apple...
4 months, 3 months.
So Samsung don't get to see what Apple till, sasa, because Apple wana releasing their devices ko September.
So yes, always wanna insider huko ndani.
Ah, so that. What is it? Yeah. Maybe.
But lazima wako na watu, by the way. They have to have some kind of idea what these people are doing.
So majorly the main differences between the S23 and the S22 are the cameras, mm-hmm. and I also saw a couple of software tweaks. A couple of additions. Niliona walicopy the feature from Apple. Yeah, you just have to copy, press down feature.
Of course, that one had to be copied.
It was they had to copy that.
It's a very nice one, Kwanza, for people who want to make like
thumbnails.
Thumbnails, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
What of the laptops that were
the Galaxy Books?
I think, and I
said in my podcast, TechSpace Africa, the podcast, for anyone who is wondering what podcast I'm going on about, I said, I think the Galaxy Books should be brought to the market. If people can afford MacBooks, if people can afford the S23 Ultra, I don't see a reason why Samsung is saying, oh, you cannot afford the Galaxy Book.
Is that the reason as to why they are not here?
Why do you think they are not bringing them?
Because that will be weird. I mean, guys are buying 400K MacBooks.
They should just bring them. And they are nice. Kwanza, the one with the 4070 Ti.
The Ultra 3. Also, their naming convention is sort of confusing. Because there was the Galaxy Book 3 Pro. Mm-hmm. The Pro 360. Now, that one... In a convert to a tablet, and now the Ultra. Did they have a vanilla one without the Pro naming? Siji mbona naona kama they did.
They have the Galaxy Book 3 yenyewe.
Bila the Pro name.
I think so.
But that Ultra
is something else.
I don't want to, because I also saw you can get it with up to a Core i9. And I'm wondering how such a small thin form factor will handle a 9 and a 40, was it a 40, 40, 40, 70?
Kulikuwa na 360, Pro 360,
Pro, kuna,
na Ultra,
but I think I read somewhere there was, the 360 one was the one that can, it's the Pro, but now can convert into a tablet.
A tablet with an S Pen, yeah?
Yeah, so I think I read somewhere there was a vanilla one without the Pro naming. That one has to be the cheapest of the bunch. What's the gist? I think Limelight yote imekuwa kwa the 3 Pro, the Pro 360, and now the Ultra. But I'd really love to have a hands-on experience with that Ultra. Because inaka machine fiti, especially...
Inaka poa sana. Anyways, let's get into a new segue that I want to call the trivia. And I have a question for you. And I wonder if you can get this correct. And the question for today is, what was the first ever web browser?
First web browser.
We have World Wide Web. We have Next. We have Mosaic. We have Netscape. We have Edge. We have Internet Explorer. We have Chrome. What do you think?
From my limited knowledge, the first browser was called the World Wide Web. WWW.
It's very correct. It was invented by Tim Berners-Lee.
Tim Berners-Lee.
A long, long time ago. The browser was created on a Next computer in December 25th, 1990. And now this is where we talk about our sponsor for the podcast. Absolutely nobody. So, in terms of devices, the Oppo is launching next week.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah, Buzzly. We have a Oppo Reno 8T. It's a refresh for their recently launched Reno 8. I have a review up on TechSpace Africa. That is tech-space.africa. I have a review. You can go check it out for the Oppo Reno 8 5G. So they have two new devices, the Oppo Reno 8T 4G and 5G. And I think they're going to skip the Reno 9, which was launched in China. Straight to 10. So I am aware you are one of the few people who have the review unit. Yeah. What are your first impressions?
This device is light. Like, I think it took me by surprise.
Does it feel cheap?
No, not at all.
Light is not cheap.
Okay. I get it. There are guys who feel as if having a lightweight device is sort of cheap. Because I was also comparing it to my S20. And the S20 is definitely heavier. There is that heft. But the materials used on the Reno 8T, I think you also have the 5G variant. You have the 4G. Yeah. The back panel, they're calling it what was the name? Fiberglass. So it's interesting because it's not I have the midnight. Is it midnight black?
You have the black.
Yeah, I took the black one. It's not a finger. You took the shiny one.
It's also so a fingerprint, but I want people to see me using it because it's a review unit. I want to get people's name. I like getting people's
attention and
comments,
opinions. Today,
when I went to buy supper, some guy asked me, "Hey, what is that device? How much would you pay for this?" Speaking of which, how much would you do you think they are going to, you know, praise the 5G variant, given that it has the 120 hertz, it has stereo speakers for the first time ever.
Yeah, for the first time ever on an Apple Reno.
The Pro. We have stereo
speakers. And by the honestly speaking, let me cut you off, Kidogo. The stereo speakers are among the best.
They are nice, right?
They are nice. They are really nice.
Stereo speakers, and I say this and I tell everyone, they are a very huge deciding factor in whether I'm buying a phone, you know, apart from the design. A very huge factor. Like, I want to listen to good quality audio, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
like when I'm watching TikTok, it matters a lot, and I watch a lot of TikToks.
Funny thing, I prefer watching movies on my phones. Cool. And having, I just prefer watching them on my phones. And the fact that you can have especially, you know, with Samsung phones, they've got the Dolby Atmos. And the stereo speakers do make a pretty huge difference.
Yeah, so they have
there's a brand
speakers.
Yeah. And they're among the best I've heard of personally.
Yeah, they have stereo speakers. We have a pretty cool Snapdragon
695 5G. Yeah,
we have
for the 4G
we have HDR10, we have AMOLED, which is pretty nice, although it's curved. I don't know how I feel about that. I will have to talk about the curved display on my first impressions, but it's pretty nice. It has a nice fingerprint, it has a lot of space, LPDDR4. It's nice, yeah. So, yeah. How much would you pay for this device?
I think the weakest link of the Oppo Reno 8T is a choice of chipsets that they decided to go with. Like, if you have a look at everything else, I mean, the cameras are great, the in-hand feel, personally I feel that it's great, the rounded corners, but the chipset, I don't know, I feel as if it's sort of
the same thing on the Redmi Note 11 Pro Plus, the Vivo T1 5G, and the Redmi 10 is a pretty nice device. Nilicheki, they are going about it on Arun, Mr. Who's the Boss.
Yeah, Mr. Who's, yeah.
And they are saying it's a nice device. Ama niju, kwa Samsung, it's on the lower, nini? It's on the lower...
I guess. But my guess is I'll recommend this phone to anyone who,
yeah, because it's going to come in cheaper. This is,
yeah,
like,
for the phone,
it's going to come in cheaper than the
eight. Yeah,
they had to cut somewhere,
some corners. Yeah, exactly. But the corners, it's such a nice device to wear. And this is not because that we've been given the sample to someone is similar to Lipewa, but honestly speaking,
but honestly speaking, I will cover it in my first review, in my impressions. I just want to know, how much do you think it will cost before we?
My guess is anywhere between 40 to 45K. 40 to 45K. I don't think it's going to get to 50K. Because again, if you ever look at the Redmi phone, is it the Redmi 11?
Yeah.
With sort of this similar specs, kidogo. Again, pia inatoka around the same price. It's between 40 to 45. And I think for the higher variants, the 256 ones, they get to around 47 with some vendors. So yeah, I think For 40, 45K, I'd get it. I'd get it.
All right.
Because it's a very stunning view.
People will have to come and tune in for the next one. I think we'll have the official prices by then.
Yeah, by then I think we'll have. No.
But I'll have a first impression, so I'll talk about it then. So I think that will be it for today.
Yes.
Thanks, guys, for listening to this podcast. It will be coming out, I think, weekly, hopefully. And yeah, you guys can like, share, comments, what you think about, you know, what we've talked about the AI, the layoffs, the S23 Ultra, and the Oppo Reno 8. I think we've talked about a lot of things today.
Yeah.
For 40 minutes. So, any last words?
They should not forget to head over to our respective sites.
Yours is
techwithmoshiri.com.
Techwithmoshiri.com.
Yeah.
Mine, you can just search TechSpace Africa on the Google.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, guys, for listening, and cheers.
Cheers, guys.